Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, if you swallow one of these sweet tart mini chewies the wrong way.
Yeah, you okay, brother?
I'm okay. I'll be fine. I didn't even mean to get these. The vending machine has been restocked down in the break room, and I accidentally hit the button for this instead of what I wanted right next to it, which was a Rice Krispie treat. We've never had Rice Krispie treats in the vending machine. It's a big day. So I still got the Rice Krispie treat, but now I'm left with this bag of sweet tart mini chewies, and I'm going to eat them, but I don't have to like it.
Yeah, no, you don't have to like it. Are you guys amazed at all the different options we have when it comes to candy? Now, it
yes.
used to be kind of just your basic, there was, Snickers and Twix and, Kit
Kat. It's incredible.
Now there's different variations of, it's not just M&M's anymore and peanut M&M's. It's caramel M&M's. It's pretzel M&M's.
M&M's has a store in Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
Like
been
a
there
two-story
a while.
M&M's store.
There's so many choices, though.
Yeah.
I go to the grocery store sometimes. I don't even know where to start, man. There's just too many choices.
Yeah.
I think that's where you can get the Hershey's Kiss about the size of your head.
Yeah. like the size of a car battery. Yeah. Hey, the funny thing about the M&M's, they've got them all these different colors and all these tubes. Yeah. And you're like, I think I'll get some blue and some green. And I think I'll get a little bit of maybe some magenta in here.
That's what they're hoping by just changing the colors on you.
They all taste the same.
They're all exactly the same.
There's also a Hershey store then, right? Because I feel like there's one where you can get that. I mean, Hershey's is the Kiss. M&M is Mars, right?
Now you're digging a little deeper than I care to, Rich.
Okay, never mind.
I just want my candy.
Pettifogger.
Who would like to go first for all due respect? People doing stupid things.
This story comes out of Florida. So you get the banjos going.
Cue up the old banjo.
Yeah, this guy was inspired by the show Live PD. Yeah.
I'm addicted to it.
Okay.
Live PD is on all the time in our house.
I'm addicted to it.
Well, so you can maybe understand what this criminal was doing here. A Florida man, he had a little tussle with some cops for disorderly conduct. Later that he said he was really enjoying resisting the arrest. He was resisting his arrest because it was like being on Live PD, a cable program that chronicles the mayhem police officers encounter on the night shift. A patrolman was dispatched to a home in Sebastian, a city near Vero Beach. A 911 caller reported that a man wielding a golf club was chasing a woman. When the officer arrived at the scene, he encountered Rudolph Grant. He smelled of booze and was screaming and cursing in front of the residents. After trying to walk away, he started struggling with the cop and who sought to handcuff him. The cop noted that he tried to pull away from him. He tensed his arms with an attempt to get away from me and finally made his body go limp. Due to the erratic behavior, Grant was subsequently placed in mechanical restraints that were double locked. With all due respect, I think Live PD is spawning an entire generation of new criminals
right now.
You think
they're trying to get their
watching,
shine?
Yeah, they're like, you know what? I want to be those guys on Live PD. Let's go break some rules and resist arrest.
Do you watch
it? Is a really good show.
Do you watch Live PD?
I get it addicted to it as well.
The thing about Live PD is that a lot of the criminals, it's fun to watch just the process of cops going about their beat, because a lot of the criminals, you don't see a lot of stories like this where there's a chase and a cuffing. I mean, you do see some of them, like half of them are just some dude who's been sitting out drinking or doing meth all day and they won't move, And so the cops are like trying to have a conversation with some methed out person from Greene County, South Carolina.
Yet
or something.
I cannot look away.
No, I can't either. And Fort Bend County was on for a little while.
They had
a stint on there. And Fort Bend County was kind of like that, though, Rich. There wasn't a lot of, hardcore crime going on, just a lot of, street stoppages and things like that. Amy was blaming you for that, by the way. She's like, come on, Rich, get your people in gear down there. In Fort Bend, she's yelling at the TV. Come on, Rich. Let's go.
We need some crime in Fort Bend.
I'm not joking. She was. She's like, come on, Rich. We need something down
there. A good friend of mine who's a cop out in Boston, he said there'll be days when, I mean, he does a shift and nothing goes
okay,
on.
Okay. Are you talking about Bill?
Bill.
Bill needs to audition for live PD.
He would be great at it, wouldn't he?
The guy, yeah. I forget the guy's name. The dude, I think it's in South Carolina, the gigantic black guy.
Yeah.
Who looks...
Badlands Booker?
No. He's not gigantic like Badlands. No, Badlands is fat. This guy looks like
jacked
something...
Up.
Yeah, he looks like something you'd create on a video game.
Yeah. He's huge. Bill's kind of like that. My buddy Bill, he's all
I
jacked
up. I think he would
up.
Be a star.
Yeah,
on
he
there.
Would. And he doesn't mess around, man. He right. goes in at you hard.
Yeah.
But his
wife would be a star, too.
Yes, she would. Robin yeah. would be a star. But he said there's like the days go by that just nothing happens. I mean, nothing will happen. And then all of a sudden, he'll have a day where, you know what a lot of his days is with overdoses.
Yeah.
Just help people trying to help people with that. Because that is such a bad problem up there.
Yeah. Designer drugs.
The designer
like
drugs,
yeah.
man. And so a lot of his time is spent with overdose people, man.
The federal government's declared it a national emergency, the opioid epidemic.
Yep. It's horrible, horrible problems with it up there. Anyway, what do you got, Rich?
My story comes from Willard, Ohio, which is in the Akron area. And if you're living in that part of the country, it's akin to serving out a prison sentence because it's just a horrible place to live. Yeah. Northeast Ohio is just, I can see why LeBron wanted out.
Rich. You can't say that enough in your lifetime.
Oh,
I don't think.
I just
do you hate Ohio?
Just,
a lot of people. There's
state,
people
Rich.
Out there that are thinking about going to visit there for tourism, and now you've just crapped all over that.
And I went to college in Ohio. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway,
you're not the first person that is from Ohio that has gone to school in Ohio that doesn't like Ohio.
That's never going back.
It's never going back, right?
So in Willard, Ohio, near Akron. This past Tuesday at about 4 o'clock in the morning, 20-year-old Christian Hale and his friend 24-year-old Kevin Stone needed to get to the other side of Willard. So they decided it might be a good idea to get over there by jumping onto a moving train, and that'll take us across town.
Oh, that's how people used to do it back in the day. Okay. Yeah, that's how hobos used to do it.
Right, so we can jump off and...
Are they hobos?
Not hobos, apparently, or at least to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
The plan backfired, though, when the train began picking up speed. It was later estimated that the train began traveling 45 to 50 miles per hour, and young Christian and Kevin were hanging on for their dear lives.
Oh, so they didn't get inside like a car?
Freight train.
Oh, okay. They didn't. So there was no door to sit inside like one of the, one of the storage bin cars. They were on the outside.
Somehow, in the midst of this mayhem, Hale manages to dial 911 on his cell phone. We have the recording.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm on the train. He was going really, really fast, and I don't know where I'm going.
Okay, you're following a what? A vehicle, or?
No, I'm on a train.
You're on a train.
Yeah, and it's going really fast, and I don't know where it's going.
Okay, do you work for the company, or?
No.
Okay, what are you doing on the train?
I really don't know that question because I'm stupid. And I figured that it would be better than walking, which it really is. It's scaring the shit out of me.
Able to call 911 while hanging on for dear life. It's better than walking, if you didn't catch that last part, but it's scaring the bleep out of us.
You think?
Christian and Kevin wound up traveling 60 miles on that train. The police finally were able to connect with the dispatcher. They slowed the train down in Chippewa Township, wherever the hell that is. And when they slowed the train down, of course, the train hoppers, they took off running. Deputies found them about a mile away. They were charged with trespassing. In the back of a cruiser, Hale told a deputy he only planned to ride the train to the other side of Willard. Quote, I thought it was going to stop in Willard, and it didn't, and I should have never got on the train. I know it was a stupid idea, and I never should have did it. I wasn't going to, and I never will again. Now, the railroad company has its own internal police department, and they could pursue additional charges beyond the initial trespassing charges that the police have logged. By the way, with all due respect, there's actually a website called Operation Lifesaver that tracks railroad trespassing casualties by state.
Wow.
Which state would you guess last year had the most people die as a result of railroad trespassing?
I'm going to say Tennessee. I feel like trains going through the Smoky Mountains. I feel like there's a lot of squalor in the parts of Tennessee where a train might be going through. West Virginia would probably be my second
one. It's a good theory, but Tennessee did not make the top 15, nor did West Virginia.
Wow. Okay.
California?
Yeah.
California number one, not even close.
Yeah.
123 people in 2017.
That's not that many.
Died trespassing on the railroads in California.
But as a percentage of the population, that's like nothing in California. How many were there in Tennessee? I feel like I should win this argument because there's fewer people to die.
Not in the top 50. Only tracked the top 15, not in the top 15.
Where's Connecticut on there? There's a lot of hobos in the part of Connecticut that I'm from. No, the mean streets.
Right. Florida number two, Texas number three.
Okay, well, we have
43 deaths in Florida, 41 in Texas.
I feel like those states get an advantage because they have a bigger population.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be ranked on percentage of population that died in these type of train right. casualties.
Hey, with all due respect, in college I knew this limerick about there once was a girl from France who jumped a train in a trance.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I can go
okay,
with that.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I love limericks. Whenever Ted said he got back from Nantucket, I'm like, how tempted are you to tell limericks when you're in Nantucket?
If you text me, I'll give you the rest of that limerick
okay,
on the text
there
message
you go.
Page.
There you go. Right. Or we'll give foreigner tickets to the next person who can recite the rest of that limerick. I will save my story for tomorrow since we are up against it. But
sorry.
That's okay. You need not apologize. I was part of the issue at the beginning of the segment when we went off on sweet tarts and the like.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But it was a long train.
Yeah. No, it's okay. All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.